New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines, New Hampshire Property Records Search Tool, now available for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new property records search platform lets users check New Hampshire property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NH can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property ownership, debt, and permit history in one place. Bookmark https://newhampshire.propertychecker.com for faster property background checks on your next listing or transaction. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. NH builders face complex permitting maze for new home construction. Chinberg Properties published a guide outlining the layers of zoning laws and building codes builders must navigate for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals need to understand permitting timelines and regulatory hurdles to set accurate client expectations on new construction deals. Review the full permitting guide at chinberg.com/newhomeconstruction-in-nh/ to better advise buyers and sellers on construction timelines. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NH cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Three deadlines that killed 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.